As schools get set to reopen their doors on Tuesday, the Delta School Board is implementing various measures to enrich its learning environment as students head back to class. School Board Chair Val Windsor said trustees remain committed to its three-year strategic plan approved in 2021. She said the board is taking proactive steps, such as the Feeding Futures program and seamless childcare support, to prioritize students' well-being. There are always new things happening in the school district, Windsor said. We are committed to doing what we have planned with regards to our Vision 2030 plans. The Feeding Futures program initially began with the provincial government allocating $60 million through the Student and Family Affordability Fund to assist students and families grappling with the impact of inflation. This one-time funding aims to aid school districts to provide meals and other necessary school materials. It also covers additional fees for activities like field trips for students in need. This year, the program has evolved into a three-year commitment, fostering collaboration with local communities, indigenous groups, and parent councils to cater to broader student needs. Students can have stigma-free access to nutritious food at school, said Windsor. They don't have to approach their teachers and say that they are hungry. The seamless childcare program will continue on a broader scale, providing before and after-school care for kindergarten-aged children. Last year, the program was initiated as a pilot project at Sunshine Hills Elementary in North Delta to meet the community's need for accessible, high-quality childcare. Following the success of the project, the school board is expanding it by adding 12 more spots to accommodate additional kindergarten students while maintaining care for current participants. We offer childcare in more than 20 of our elementary schools, Windsor said. Other notable changes in the provincial-wide school year include the exclusion of letter grades for students below grade 10, and the implementation of a mandatory Indigenous-focused curriculum. I can say that we are really proud of our work with Truth and Reconciliation and our Indigenous students, Windsor said. The Delta School District will provide leadership opportunities for Indigenous youth and host Indigenous teachings at East Delta Hall by various Indigenous leaders. Superintendent Doug Shepherd said the district always takes a forward-thinking approach when it comes to engaging in learning experiences and opportunities for academic growth. This year, we will seek internal and external public feedback regarding the revision of our strategic plan, Shepherd said. This is our driving strategy moving forward.